Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW's Phil Casey, and here is what's happening. SEPTA riders slowly getting some more relief this week. Regional rail express trains will return starting Monday for evening rush hour, but SEPTA says still no express trains yet for the morning rush, and warns those riders of continued crowded trains and skipped stations. Trains have been affected since the federally mandated inspections on aging cars were ordered in the beginning of October. SEPTA completed those inspections earlier this month, but says there still will be disruptions until January. Meantime, the trolley tunnel in Center City is expected to stay closed this week for repairs. The last day of Philadelphia Marathon weekend welcomed thousands of runners and spectators along the parkway Sunday morning. KYW Sherrod A. Howard was there for all the nervous energy and excitement.
The 32nd annual Philadelphia Marathon started off with the Star-Spangled Banner and some low temperatures, but also some high hopes. Danielle and her friend Jen are visiting from up north with a busload of fellow runners, and they say they have an advantage. They're used to running in low temperatures, and they say it takes a special kind of person to run a full marathon, let alone in 30-degree weather.
It's a cult. No, I'm just joking. No.
She's not totally wrong.
No, I know. No, it's what, we came from Canada?
17,000 participants for the full marathon, which stretched 26.2 miles through Philadelphia, passing through Center City, Queen Village, Fairmount Park, and then ending up right back at the Art Museum on the Parkway. And Otis, yep, he made it over the finish line.
Feeling terrible, but I'm happy to be done.
How are your legs?
Oh, I'm not going to be walking for a couple days, but that was awesome.
And Stephanie from Massachusetts had a unique experience.
Steph, you made it.
I stepped on a hot dog.
That's your Philly experience right there.
I think so, yeah.
And she said she'd do it all over again.
The Salvation Army was on hand as a charity partner, recycling runners' clothing donations to make this a sustainable event. The Flyers held a tribute Saturday night to legendary goalie Bernie Perrant, who died in September at the age of 80. The Flyers Charities and Ed Snyder Youth Hockey and Education announced the launch of the Bernie Perrant Goalie Development Program. As KYW's Sunny Morgan tells us, donations will affect more than 100 young goalies.
Flyers Charities presented a $50,000 donation to establish the program in remembrance of the late Bernie Perrant. That donation was matched by the children of Ed Snyder. The program will provide young people from the age of 5 through college with the opportunity to learn and grow as goaltenders. Blair Listino, the board chair of Flyers Charities, says they knew they wanted to do more in honor of Perrant.
He always was an advocate and advisor for Ed Snyder Youth Hockey. He was the best goaltender the Flyers have ever had. And Ed Snyder Youth Hockey didn't have a goalie program yet. So we thought, hey, what better to do than create a development program that's specific for goalies in his name?
This comes after a full weekend of celebrations for the Flyers legend, including a celebration of life on Friday. Scott Tharp, the president and CEO of Ed Snyder Youth Hockey and Education, says Perrant was a champion for student athletes and coaches, serving as an ambassador for over 20 years.
You know, Bernie is smiling to have his name on something like this.
Fans can learn more and support the Bernie Perrant Perrant Goalie Development Program online at SniderHockey.com.
Barney Perrant posted what many consider the best back-to-back seasons in hockey history, winning the Vezina for Goalie of the Year and the Conn Smythe for Playoff MVP in both the 1974 and 75 seasons, as the Flyers won consecutive cups. The Flyers would send his number one to the rafters, never to be worn by someone in the orange and black again. Cutting-edge technology designed to protect critically endangered whales has been switched on at a decommissioned South Jersey lighthouse. With more on this, here's KYW's John McDevitt.
The historic Absecon Lighthouse in Atlantic City is the tallest lighthouse in New Jersey at 171 feet tall. It was officially decommissioned in 1933. It's now back at guiding vessels, but this time to keep them from striking North Atlantic right whales, not dangerous coastlines or rocks. VHF radio signals are transmitted from the lantern room to mariners if they are moving too fast when entering the migratory path of the critically endangered whales. The vessels have to slow down to 10 knots. Portia Caloro is with Motion Info. Its station keeper units operate 50 locations from Florida to Maine. She tells NBC 10 many of the systems are located in lighthouses.
Ships 65 feet and above are required by law to slow down when they're within a seasonal management area. The lighthouses were built close to the shore with the right height. They're perfect.
Only about 370 right whales remain, including just 70 reproductive females.
Only about 370 right whales remain, including just 70 reproductive females. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.